Okay, so we are the junior amps. We're the 10 to 13 year old group. We are very nervous. So can you just give us a clap before? Okay, so we're going to sing a song we have been practicing. They all say they can't sing, and everyone was not keen, but I'm so proud of them standing here. And if it looks like we're faltering, just give them an extra smile. I'm going to be like the conductor over there. Are you ready, guys?
Come on, let's give them a hand.
Woohoo!
Well done, guys. Right, so this morning, Mother's Day.
Happy days.
All right, yesterday. As I was preparing for this morning, I couldn't help but thinking, how do you determine the value of a mother? How do you actually quantify the value of what a mother does? I mean, many of us here are older, and we have had input in some of us good, some other bad, and but how do you determine the value of a mother? I guess it doesn't look the same to all of us. I think me and Loretta are privileged. We've had great mothers. I can say that I'm sanctified because my mother made sure she drove hell out of me from a young age. She was the disciplinarian, and I tell you, it was a scary thing when you got sent to the room and the door opened and mom walks in, and you know. Because most of the time I was guilty, okay? Most of the time, I want to say I did nothing wrong. And my mom used to take us by the hand, and then she would start hitting our buhuki, and then you would start running. And she would just turn while you're running, and she would keep hitting because that, you know, we were naughty. But none of you, obviously. I mean, yes. all the girls are, you know, little angels. They never do nothing wrong. I know my sister was one of them. Okay, so allow me just to say maybe to those that has lost mothers, our condolences if your mother is not here today. For those that have faced various things, in the journey with your mother, I pray that God will just restore your heart and meet you in the point of your need, and that it will touch your life. Now, I'm definitely not a mother, but this morning I want to just focus on a few scriptures just to encourage the mothers here this morning, and then we're going to minister and pray to the mothers at the end of the service, and we're just going to trust God just to touch you. Because I think the one thing that I realize, raising kids is not a necessarily easy job. It's a fulfilling job. And I, you know, for many of those that still got small kids, I can tell you there's hope. You know, when you get to where we are now and they are big and so on, things look a bit different. No more getting up early and doing all that funky stuff. But they become your friends, which is really cool. Exodus 20 verse 12. Oh, by the way, that title slide, if you can go back quickly, Sam, that's how you say mother in some of our African languages. I would imagine you recognize some. Is yours up there? Just checking, you know, did I spell it right? Oh, good. Because if it didn't, it was Google's fault. But I guess that's one thing we have in common across the cultures is that we have mothers and we have fathers. Amen. And they are such a blessing. Exodus 20 verse 12 says, honor your father and mother so that your life will be long on the fertile land that the Lord is giving to you. This is such a promise. This is such a promise. One that's not always easy to apply. One that sometimes, you know, you like your parents, but you don't necessarily, you know, want to be there. And many of us sitting here, our relationship with our parents is maybe not well. But this commandment still stands, that we need to honor, in this case, our mothers. So when you leave here today, I think one of the challenges I want to put before each one of us is, how can I differently, or maybe in another way, show this honor to my mother today? You know, maybe God wants to lead you to maybe just to wash their feet or to pray for them. You know, a gift doesn't always just communicate that. But how do you honor? Maybe you haven't spoken to them in years. Maybe trust God to change that today and to honor them in a different way. So This scripture is true whether you have fantastic parents or not so fantastic parents. It is true. We need to honor them. We need to, you know, it's the one thing when you leave your house, you get married, you don't have to obey your parents anymore, but you still have to honor them. Okay? And if you think that you can get away, in 1 Peter 2 verse 17, it's not on there. The scripture says we need to honor everyone. So there's somewhere a blanket rule from scripture for us to honor. Now, when I honor esteem someone, you know, I lift them up. And this honor actually means that I do it publicly. If I honor someone, it's usually in public. And I wanna ask you to see how God's gonna lead you in this day or maybe the next couple of days and how to honor your mother. Because this is what today is about. You know, this year comes around, this day comes around every year. It's one of those, if I can be transparent, it's one of those family moments where sometimes I just want to go. To get everybody organized is a mission, right? All the brothers and sisters and the families, and maybe your family is easier than mine, but it's not always that easy. So sometimes I feel like I just want to elope and just go do something with my boys and their mother. But today we're having a feast of waffles and ice cream with the mothers. Yes, it was my idea, of course. It was a dad's idea, you know, to bless a mother. We're just going to, you know, before we rebuke all the calories and bind them, and then everybody can eat. Is it just me or am I smelling some really? I thought this was a Christian church. How can they do this to us? Oh, my word. Maybe that should be a new thing in our services. Popcorn beforehand, you know. No, we're not going to do that. All right. I think, you know, as I was thinking about today, thinking of our own situation when we decided this is the moment, you know, we're going to have kids now, we're going to gauge this. I don't think any woman knows what they are in for. Yes, a nervous laughter confirms. You know, I always say that the small print in parenting, and in this case, mothering, is very small. You know, you think, oh, we're going to have kids. Let's just, you know, let's have a couple. And then the first one arrives. And I'm so glad we all have memory loss. Because if you remember every little detail after you've had the first one, I think population growth will decline. I always said when after Jemuel, who was our first, I said, you know, I'm going to write a book. And I'm sure when I write this book, that population growth is going to decline. Because he wasn't an easy chap. I mean, for 2.5 years, this guy didn't sleep through. So for 2.5 years, I mean, you don't sleep. You know what that looks like? You know? Yeah. So mothers, you don't know what you're letting yourself in for. I want to thank you for being willing to have second and third and fourth and fifth, and I don't know, some of us go further than the rest, but it's such a blessing and such a journey. You know, there's the good and there's the bad, but there's the fulfilling part of doing this, and we want to thank you for that. And this morning, I understand that not all mothers become mothers by natural birth, which is what we obviously assume. But some become mothers through adoption. Some become mothers through fostering. And sadly, some have become mothers because a loved one has passed away. And you have to take care of those kids. But either way, it doesn't matter how you've become a mother. I think the most incredible thing is when you do become a mother, it is the most incredible thing to watch a woman change. As the husband in the story, I can tell you, seeing her change and becoming a mother, okay, obviously there's a lot of change in my life as well, but looking at how she changed, this mothering thing that gets woken up within her, this caring, this nurturing, this incredible ability to, doesn't matter what the circumstances are, just keep loving this child. 2.5 years of not sleeping, I tell you, there were some interesting times there. Nah, honey. Yet, look how beautiful she is. She made it through. And so it's true for the most of the mothers that are sitting here. You know, some, I think of Cynthia, who's still mothering. The whole lot of them. And, and Sharon, who's now being big mouthy next to her, and Rochelle there next to her as well. And it's such a blessing to be able to mother. Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 31. It's quite a lengthy portion, and I want to encourage you, maybe ladies, to read that today. But it describes a woman who fears the Lord. And I think for me, it is probably one of the most beautiful pictures of the difference that a mother or a woman can make. So I want to say to you, ladies, do not underestimate what God has made you to be, who God has made you to be, what He wants to accomplish through you. And I just want to read this short portion of Proverbs 31. Strength and dignity are her clothing. Oh, and that's so many of you. Strength and dignity that rests upon you. She laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom and teaching of her kids in order of kindness is on her tongue. And sorry, I'm thinking while I'm reading, which I probably shouldn't do. But I'm just thinking in the way that, you know, even that mothers teach the children's and the wisdom. You know, if I think of Lorette in this case, and obviously she would be my reference, is how when it comes to teaching and the children, how creative she became, how far she went to make sure that they are taught in a different way. I used to say to her, you know, I feel intimidated when you do a Bible story and when I do a Bible story. You know, it's completely different. Okay, she's got the teacher anointing, which puts me in a deficit in any case, but it's such a blessing to see how a mother can teach her children. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done exceedingly, but you surpass them all. So to the men this morning, I want to just pick up on that last line there. I want to say to the men, teach your children to honor their mother. If children cannot learn to honor their mother, if young men cannot learn to honor their mother, if young girls cannot learn to honor their mother, the chances are that they will not honor their spouse either. They will not honor other people as well. Our household is that small, what do you always call it, government situation, where mini government, where we learn consequences and we learn many things. And one of the things that the men can teach their children is to honor their mother. So if your children are disrespectful, step in there and just correct that behavior and teach them to honor their mother. But that means, men, that you have to live it. You have to show it. You have to be the one that models this honor to your kids. The way you speak to her, the way you handle her, the way you bless her, the serve her, the flowers that you bring, the nice words that you speak, even in public when you cover her. That's how you honor her, and that's how you model it to your kids. And without that model, who knows what they will learn. You know, these days, they learn so much from social media. But don't underestimate, men, what you do in that household in teaching them how to honor their mother. Honor her, as Ephesians 5 verse 25 to 28 says. You can go and read that, but honor her in that way. Lay your life down for your wife and let your kids see it. You know, let them see how you paint her toenails. You haven't seen that yet, no. I'm thinking now. But think of ways in which you can just show that honor to the woman that you actually love so much. And ladies, I want to say to you, receive that honor. Receive it. You know, when it comes, receive it gratefully. And let God even work in your heart through that. So ladies, I just want to, you know, in Proverbs 22:6, my heading there is, what you do so well, and I've alluded to this, train children in the way that they should go. And it's the one thing that you consistently do so well is train. You teach. And when they grow old, they will not depart from it. So thank you for the ways that you engage your children. The teaching methods and the correction and so on. You know, normally in our culture, the ladies are more at home than the men. Okay, these days it's not necessarily true anymore. But there's a lot of teaching that still happens, even when you walk through the doors. Proverbs 1 verse 8 to 9 says, listen, my son, and he speaks here in the context of speaking to his son, to listen, but I thought I want to pick up on that, what you as ladies do as well, is you listen so well. You listen, I think, better than us men often do. When they speak to you, you listen in a different way. Okay, listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Don't neglect your mother's teaching. And here it comes through again, that mother's teaching that is consistently there. For they are graceful wealth on your head and beads for your neck. So, I just want to, as I was thinking, I think on how many incredible discipline moments happened just by that mother's look. You know, when they mess up and you get that. I remember that look to this day. That she could just walk past and you just, and then I know, okay, what's going to follow is not going to be that good. I better change my lifestyle right now. But I think thank you for the way that you mentor the children. For every ounce that you put in terms of just teaching them, not just the way of life, but teaching them the ways of God. And laying within them deeply what God wants to do in their lives. You know, and it's when we take the word of the Lord and we present it to these kids, when we continually sow it as seeds in their lives, that we later see the benefit of that. And you, as you sit here now today, can think and ponder of the moments that you've actually had something else to do. But this teachable moment was there, and you decided to invest. You decided to, you know, put your husband aside. To take care of the children. Maybe the husbands, you feel, you know, she's putting me aside. And you know, but this is important stuff where they pour into our children. And then we see the blessing of that just flows. Where Psalm 127 verse 3 says, children are God's love gift. I love this translation. Or inheritance or blessing. They are heaven's generous reward. Come on. You know, sometimes we have to prophesy this. Sometimes we have to call it out by faith that this is going to be the reward. But I tell you, children are a blessing. And it's never too late to see that blessing in your own life. You know, if your children are wayward, don't stop trusting. Don't stop pressing in before God for them. And trusting God that they will come closer and to Him and receive that blessing. This is a prayer that you can even pray quietly over your children often. Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are a crown to the aged. So to the aged, I want to say that. And parents are the pride of their children. So kids are a blessing, even when we are old. And for us that are older, I know that you see this. I know it probably didn't pan out the way that you thought, but that's also okay. Children are God's love gift to each one of us. I mean, there's so many scriptures we can go and look at, and I think particularly of the one that says they are like arrows in your quiver. And I know as parents, as mothers, your desire is that they will go far further than what you have gone, what you have accomplished. That is our heart's desire. So today I want you just to hear God's love towards you. Again, just declaring over you that your children are actually a blessing. They are His love gift to you. So next time when everything is up in the air and it's chaos in your house, you know, and things are not working, or they're not listening, or they on their role again, you know, they just on their own little mission, just remind yourself that they are God's love gift to you, that they are His blessing to you, that you are blessed because you have kids. You are so blessed. So maybe just to conclude, and if you go to that next slide. So we cannot deny that marriage is a gift from the Lord. It is such a blessing. And again, it doesn't matter how you became a mother, but it is such a blessing. And just thinking of those that, you know, your kids are not close to you, is to see how you can rebuild that relationship again. Draw them closer to you. You are their mother, after all. Through the love of Christ, reach out to them. Let the love that God has poured out in you just touch them through your life. The next one, it's one of the ways, if you could read 1 Timothy 5 verse 10, it's one of the ways that we glorify and serve God. Motherhood is one of those ways that you glorify God, where you display God's beauty to the world. You know, we know that if you look at Scripture, you will see God even speaks to Israel and He says, man, I will love you like a mother, or I will gather you like a mother, and so on. And we see that as you, as mothers, touch our children's lives, as you gather them, as you bring them, you glorify God through your motherhood. You know, I think in the same way, as marriage reflects the relationship between Jesus and the church, in a similar way, being a mother radiates God's glory to the world. Just that unconditional love. Just that continued pursuit of the child. Just, you know, it doesn't matter what they do, you will keep going after them. You will cry for them. You will pray for them. You will correct them. You will teach them. You actually show forth the glory of our Father in such a beautiful way, in the way that men can never do. So thank you for that. It also offers many opportunities to grow in our understanding of God's mercy and love and grace. Come on. Motherhood shows us that. God's mercy and love and grace. Motherhood is sanctifying, but is also sweet. Okay, motherhood is sanctifying. It changes a lot. It changes who you are. It changes who your children are. But it is so sweet. And it doesn't matter what your situation is with your kids today. Maybe just take a step back again and see God's perspective of where you find yourself today. Scripture teaches mothers to point children towards Christ by praying for them, modeling faith and character. So to the mothers, I want to say, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop opening that door. Don't stop pursuing them. Show them the ways of Christ. Teach them the ways of the Lord. Show them who God is in the unique way that you can love them. May they see God's glory simply by knowing you. I know that's a huge responsibility. But as you journey with God, let Him show that to them today. So in conclusion, I want to say, moms, thank you for faithfully serving God, for faithfully pursuing Him. Thank you for raising the children in the fear of the Lord. And may God really and truly abundantly bless you. May He touch your lives like never before. Amen. So I want to...